The road to the Super Bowl continues this weekend with the NFC and AFC championship games. Commentator Frank DeFord says on any given Sunday, what counts is not how a touchdown is scored, but how it's celebrated.
The fragile sensibilities of America's television-watching public will apparently not be left exposed on Super Bowl Sunday now that the Minnesota Vikings have been eliminated from the NFL playoffs. This means that Randy Moss, the Vikes' uncouth wide receiver, will not be able to offend the same delicate audience that otherwise regularly watches Desperate Housewives and reality dramas where people eat bugs and wallow in mud. It was Sunday before last when, after scoring a touchdown in Green Bay, Moss pantomimed mooning the Packer fans. This indecorous behavior resulted in a $10,000 fine for Moss, not to mention endless intellectual colloquies on ESPN and sports talk radio that bordered on the theological. But then Mr. Moss's silent divertissement only raised the level of what may be called the theater of the end zone. Although in the Paleolithic pigskin past, exuberant players would occasionally display a bit of hammy happiness when they scored a TD, the theater of the end zone can be informally dated from 1988, when a Cincinnati rookie named Icky Woods began to do a little dance after he scored. He would then twirl a finger and go, "Woo, woo, woo." This minuet was christened the Icky Shuffle and was generally well received by the public. But it's only been a straight line up or down from the Icky Shuffle to the Randy Moon. Be that as it may, it's interesting why the theater of the end zone is so confined to football. Of course, there's so many baskets in basketball that there's no time for monkey business on the court, but baseball home run hitters have to be all but dragged out of the dugout to so much as tip their hat. Those who score goals in hockey or soccer may run all about and get mobbed by their teammates, but no arias are sung, no histrionics are staged. I think two things may account for the football curtain calls. First of all, football is such an anonymous sport, so many players, so hidden under pads and helmets. When you score, it's an excuse for soliloquy to stay center stage. Secondly, it surely means something that football is that rare sport where you don't propel the ball to score, you accompany it to pay dirt. I think having that ball in your grasp somehow empowers an athlete. As for Randy Moss, he's a hard man to defend inasmuch as he's generally boorish and selfish. But after all, he was only doing in mime what blameless Green Bay fans do in the flesh, as it were, when they salute visiting team buses. It's difficult to call Moss's act either sweet revenge or poetic justice, but the NFL is television, so the end zone is now situation comedy.
The comments of Frank DeFord, who is a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. The people that are 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 the people that are